So my name is Nito. I'm from Norway. We are building a new Buddhist society in Norway. And we have Venerable Chanda and myself, we have like a common background. We have Ajahn Brahm in Australia as our teacher. And I'm just happening to visit a couple of days. And I will be happy to share a few words. We will do this together. I will do a few things, and she will be doing a few things. And we'll try to answer questions later on. And I just want to try to inspire you towards meditation in the beginning. I would try in the beginning to say, like, why are we doing this? Where are we going with this? And then, and with some advice, what we can do today. I remember before I started my training, which is now 17 years ago. I stayed 14 years in Australia training full time. Before that, I did a lot of backpacking. I traveled a lot. And being from Norway, where it's pretty cold half the year with minus degrees and snow, I loved going to Southeast Asia, like Thailand and Malaysia and Singapore, because we got a lot of beautiful climate. But since I did backpacking, I did it for a long time, and I ended up being there also during the hot season. And being like in Bangkok or Singapore in the hot season, it can be really, really hot and really humid. So being in Southeast Asia during the hot season can be really challenging, especially for my Norwegian body, who likes the cold. So I remember once I was in Singapore. I had to go from one place to back to my hotel. And I was just planning a route from where I were so I can go to as many air-conditioned buildings as possible. So first I took a taxi with aircon, and then I walked through like a shopping center, and then over the street and into another shopping center. And then I found a tram which had aircon. And then in the end, I ended up coming to my hotel. My body was just running to avoid this heat. And one thing was easy for me to remember is that when you come in to those shopping centers, many places that have this really powerful aircon just inside the door, the main door, not on outside, but inside. So when you come in, you should have this bathing of this cool air and life is worth living again because you're escaping this heat and all this, I don't know, this pressure on the body and things are okay again. And I remember in the beginning, I walked in and then I just stopped. I just wanted this cool air just flowing down my body until people behind me started to push me because they also wanted to come in. And I'm still doing the same, but with my mind. We can have this feeling of coolness and comfort in our body. But that is also how we can have meditation working for us. Meditation or the spiritual training creates the same coolness and this, life is worth living again when you really get your meditation going. And that was something I learned when I went to Australia. The spiritual training creates this peace, this calm, this balance, this joy, this energy, if you learn to do it properly. And I say that there is like three types of aircon. The first type of aircon is, maybe that type of aircon is like just a fan, you know, this thing which stands on the floor and then it's just that this propel going around. So it has some effect, but it's not really aircon yet. And that is a bit like our virtue, our ethical behavior. Because if we can live a really good life, if we can be really good people and we don't harm other people, we don't say anything bad, we don't do anything bad to other people, we kind of save our mind for a lot of troubles, a lot of regret, a lot of thoughts about what you have done. So it gives our mind a little bit of cool feeling inside. It gives us a little bit of freedom and lightness. A little bit of happiness because we are becoming really good people. But then you start to develop your mind with meditation and effort and mindfulness. And that's when really aircon starts. It can become really, really, really strong. Meditation, it has various depths to it. And the deeper you go in meditation, the more you can relax, the more you will perceive your mind as cool and nice and relaxed. And I don't know, I have a teacher, this Ajahn Brahm, who is very open about this, is saying that the happiness and the energy you can gain from deep meditation is really, really, really strong. It's much better than getting this aircon in a shopping center in Singapore. But it's just for your mind. The problem with that type of happiness is that it goes away. Venma Chanda and myself, we did this retreat in Norway a couple of weeks back. And one of the ladies, in the end of the retreat, she came to an interview with me and she said, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go home. Because she came to this place where her mind was so beautiful. She was so happy. And she knew that as soon as she went home to jobs and responsibilities and families and whatever conflicts you have, it would go away. So when we learn to create a really peaceful, calm mind, it creates clarity in our mind. Just as another person at retreat said, this was a psychologist. She's been teaching people to be mindful, and she's been trying to practice mindfulness herself and asking people to try to be in the present moment. But she told me that she had never ever been able to do that herself. But on this retreat, when she could meditate a lot, and a lot of time, and not much disturbances, for the first time in her life, she was able to create a mind which has been stilled, which had been calmed down by meditation, to the point where she could see clearly what's going on in her mind. And for the first time, she was actually able to see something and let it go. Not just talking about it, not just teaching everybody else to do it, but actually being able to do it herself. So this meditation, when you do this, it creates like a clarity. So we can see ourselves, we can see our mind, we have enough power to focus and understand. And that is when the third type of aircon starts in our mind. In Buddhism, we have the goal of these teachings is actually wisdom. And it is a wisdom which creates the same thing as in meditation, just it's permanent. I don't know, it's like you have a mind where there is this cool air all the time flowing in your mind and just blowing away all your anger and all your depression and all your fear and all your anxieties and your depressions and your envy and all those mental unwholesome states which we carry around. It's just been blown away continuously because you have some wisdom. And it creates like a beautiful, clear, still mind all the time. And I like to say that this last type of aircon have like a button. And there's four levels to this. It's first level, second level, third level, and fourth level. And that's equal to the four stages of awakening, depending on meaning how much wisdom you have developed. And the more, the higher you go in this development, the more you understand, the more peaceful and calm and happy your mind will be just all the time. I really love to say that what the Buddha was teaching is basically creating a mind which is shining like a sun, day and night. A really beautiful mind. Who isn't like tired, who isn't full of ill will, who isn't full of envy, who isn't full of craving, but is really, really nice and beautiful. That's where we're going with this training. That's why we are doing this full time. most people, they kind of walk this beautiful training step by step. We kind of want to jog it. We want to run. We want to run this path because we have found so much value in this training of the mind. And we see the result of working with our virtue, our ethics, working with meditation, working with mindfulness, and trying to understand. We see the consequences of it in our mind. It's a really beautiful training we're doing. So how do you do this? I hope that your virtue, your ethical behavior is okay. Because whatever you've done in the past, you bring that in here. So the ethical behavior we have is something we bring into our meditation. And if we are good people, we create a pretty okay, nice mind just by being ethical. And then when we do try to meditate, it's much easier to meditate. And then we come to a place where we have the opportunity to be still and be a bit restrained for a few hours and just allow this body and this mind to calm down. But it takes a while, and it's a natural process. And I think the only thing I wish to say is that what we're doing here is quite counterintuitive. A lot of people comes into meditation and they think that we are coming here to do this. We're going to sit down and then we're going to make our mind happy and free and balanced. And that is actually the problem. It is we doing the meditation which create all these disturbances and stops us from calming down the body and mind. Meditation is a method, is a tool we use to develop wisdom. And the more we can uplift our mind, the more we can empower our mind in meditation, the more wisdom we can create. And we do that by calming down our mind and trying to be passive for a little while. Normally in our life, we have a lot of things to do. We have to think, we have to analyze, we have to do a lot of things. But in meditation, it's allowed to just stop everything. A little while, just be free. No responsibility, no work. For a few hours here, if you can, put your family aside, your work aside, all your troubles aside, and just use these hours to see if you can uplift your mind a little bit. So after this retreat, you have a stronger mind, and then going to life again with a battery recharged with more power. That's what we try to do here. Give you an opportunity to calm down and empower your mind and create an inner strength, joy, freedom. And we do that just trying to sit still and be as passive as we can for a little while. And we call that samadhi, meditation. So please use the type of meditation you like. But just remember this fundamental idea of just be here and be an observer. Don't do the things. Just be passive and allow your mind to calm down. However your mind is, whether you are stressed now, or you're angry, or you're tired, or you have some feelings or some emotions running, just allow your mind to be the way it is and just care for it. Don't do so much. Don't try to fix your mind. Just be here, care for yourself, care for your body, and allow it to calm down all by itself. I like this simile when I went to primary school in Norway. In our school, we had a swimming pool. Once a week, we had to learn to swim. So we came into this hall with the swimming pool, and we looked at the water. And the water was absolutely still. Completely still. And that is because nobody had been in that swimming pool for a long time. But then 20 of us just jumped into this swimming pool and were just playing around and learning to swim and having fun. And we made so much waves and bubbles and movements in this body of water. But then after like 30 minutes to 35 minutes, we left the pool. And as soon as the last person had left the swimming pool, that swimming pool started to calm down. And I don't know, like, how many minutes does a swimming pool need to be absolutely still? I don't know, 15 minutes? 20 minutes? Half an hour? I don't know. Something like that. A few minutes you needed to calm it down. But it happens all by itself. And if we try to go up to the swimming pool and we see some waves and we use our hands to try to kind of pat it down, we're just creating more waves. So what we do is just allow our mind to be the way it is now. Whatever waves there are in your mind now, just let it be and just sit looking at it and just see that it calms down little by little by little by little by little. How much time you need, I don't know. We do longer retreats. We do this for 7 days. Then people have a lot of really nice experiences. We're not able to go that far in half a day. But we can get some of the same result. If we can just be here, be calm, be still, and try just to embrace whatever your mind is now and add a lot of kindness and try to allow your mind to calm down. I think that's the best thing I can say on a short retreat.